Today is Thursday, February 19th, 2004 at 9:07 a.m. And this is the first recording for the Northern Dialectical Forum.
I don't know that coffee maker.
No, it's pretty good.
When you get older, your taste buds lose their...
Oh.
No, it is good.
They get wore out
well,
or
it's
what?
Just
yeah.
Old. It's not good.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Is that why little kids don't like Brussels sprouts?
Maybe.
They have some
strong taste buds.
Well, maybe April and I could open with the Lord's Prayer.
Sure.
Come over there. Okay. Lechayetam mulim tva. Lechayunachbet hamani etzkak. Dan gichtuk adchen. Lechayuin teskiu piuch chichin piuch jegok. Chali nunami, chestun kilachmi. Minach gut huanguda, achanachbak nakhanak. Chali prastich gut prichabet. Chestun huanguda, prastiabet sulhupet. Chali ahut nich gut, asiang mochman, anechduch gut, asiang mochman. Elbet lan, chali tuk newton, chali tan gichtun. Agayun chali awakutan chali tan giskak anachnahan. Imaut tawaut ikwinani.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I have on the agenda now is introductions, which we did last time. So, do you mind, Susie? I know that everybody here knows everybody already, and most of us were already gathered just 2 weeks ago. So would you like to do introductions? If not, we can skip it.
Mm-mm. We already took a mistake.
So no?
Mary and Susie.
Okay.
All of us.
Also maybe in 50 years someone's going to be recording and
yeah.
They don't know who.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better if
we
did it.
But we could just do short ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start to take the pressure off of anybody else. So I'll try my best to do it a lutit stun. Hui Shana Hegna, Ilanka Ahwanach Miwat Chali Port Lions Met, Adika Ivan Lukin, Mamaka Nyon Weber, Mama Huaka Kathy Alvin, Apika Afoni Lukin, Emika Zenaida Sheratine. Okay, my name is Shana Hegna, and my family is from Afagnac and Port Lions. My father is Ivan Lukin. My mother is Naomi Weber. My stepmother is Kathy Alvin, and my grandparents are Afoni and Zenaida Lukin. So. Mm-hmm. Mary, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hui Mary Peterson. My maiden name. I was married 2 times. Willie Iluska first and Walter Semyana. They're both gone. My parents, Tikhon and Afrasina Peterson. And they were raised most. My dad was raised in Ayakulik but moved to Akiak and both Karluk when I started going to school. And my brothers. And we had to move to Karluk when I had to go to school. But I still live in Akiak. I'm still living in Akiak. I go back and forth, Anchorage, here in Kodiak because of my children and grandchildren. Right now, my oldest son, Ralph Iluska, his mother-in-law is not doing too well. My daughter Judy called Jenny's place this morning and Ralph called her looking for me. and want me to help pray for them. But I've been, every time I go to church, I put candle for her. And anyone I know that's sick, I do. And don't feel good. And I think she's 90, 91 years old. Every summer she came up to Anchorage, but this summer she didn't. Last summer she didn't. And I still live in Akyak. But most of the winter I'm all over Anchorage and here. when it gets good like a butterfly, I get back home, mm-hmm. like the Chewbacca. I was born and went to school there. Mm.
Kuyana Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce myself.
Alu teach to.
We Evgenia Zeder, Pamelia Peterson, Anaka Ataka, Aprasinia, and Tichan Peterson, Kaluk Miwakwe, Kashapahunuktakang. My name is Jenny Zeder. My parents are Tichan and Aprasinia Peterson. I was born in Karluk, grew up in Akyak.
Grief Fred Coylan from Kajukwak, Akyak. My dad, Fred Sr., was, he didn't have a family. He was raised by his uncle. So his parents died when he was six, and the other one died when he was four. And then he had two sisters, and I think they both died too. So he was, his uncle raised him. That's my dad's side. My mom's side is with the Farsovich family in Akyak. I have six children, and I live here in Kodiak. I live in Akyak during the summer.
Hui April Lactonin Counselor, Aptahatna Ishik, Ilanka Kaluhmiwat Chali. Wika Jeremy Counselor, Mamaka Esther Furio, Ataka Jerry Lactonin, Adahuaka Tony Furio, Maluk Puchdet, Puchdungtwa Siska Chali Lady. Oh, am I supposed to say it in English? I'm April Lactonin Counselor. My Aleutic name is Ishik, which is owl. My family is from Karluk and Afognak. My husband is Jeremy Counselor. My mother is Esther Furio. My father is Jerry Lactonin. My stepfather is Tony Furio, and I have two dogs named Siska and Lady.
We Grandpa. Xenia, Yakanak, maiden name Hart. Pinayanak,
We are in Coyle, maiden name Pa Peterson, Anama Jenny Cedar, Adama Lawrence Stepan Tukusha Sukhbelechma, Grandpama Deacon Peterson, Grandpama Virginia Peterson. My name is Irene Coyle, my maiden name is Peterson, my mother's name is Jenny Cedar, Peterson Cedar, and my dad's Lawrence Stepan. He died before I was born. My grandparents are Deacon and Deborah Cedar Peterson.
I'll only have to do this once in English. I can say, wait, Susan Malutin. My mom is Nona Hubley, whom I just recently lost, and I miss her terribly. Very much so. And my grandparents, Nadja Chernoff from Chirikoff Islands, John Hubley from here, my other grandparents, Isaac from Nova Scotia, and then Nekrasov from Afognak. And then two other sets of grandparents from Afognak and great-grandparents. So again, I don't have to repeat it.
With Lawrence, Matt Faye, Christensen, Estrikoff. Boy, when you're born on the spot, you've got to go by now. I'm originally from Athia, and then Old Harbor, and lived in Kodiak now. And I'm Lestramuk, Uswishan, Dwa Kolin, Ashwanga, 35. Great, Ashwanga, 12. Hawaii.
Maybe what I'll do now is get all of the not-so-fun morning announcements out of the way. Teddy Pan Marioff was hoping to be able to be here this morning to do a short welcome. Unfortunately, he had to go on some travel for counseling. Not for him to give counseling to others. I guess I should clarify that. He does a lot of volunteer work in the community. So he did want me to tell you that he will miss being here today, and that the information that you share with us today will be invaluable, not only to the Aleutic Museum and the materials we're going to be developing, but also to the greater Aleutic community. Sven, do you want to say anything?
Well, I'm fish, everybody, that's me, it's fish. Just so you guys know, I'm going to be going around videotaping and doing all the behind the scenes and listening. And please don't be insulted by me taking pictures. It's for the future too. If you guys don't mind, I really appreciate what you guys are doing again. We heard what I said last. there with a great team of other learners, and this is actually doing something wonderful. And I hope that we're able to continue with this, and hopefully we can work with Canna getting more funding on a project like this, or continue projects like this, so that we meet at least four times a year, try to get seasonalities, and work on more than just Northern Language Forum, work on different things. Like last time, you guys did wonderful songs, and I'm sad I had to not be there for half of it, but at the same time, we had the video recordings. So thank you guys for taking your time.
Sorry, I forgot about you.
No, that's a
good thing. Everybody else had to do it.
Yeah, everybody else has to do it. You got
to
do it for the
future. Hui, you guys talk with Nunyan Hui. I'm a fisherman from Old Harbor. I direct the museum. My mom is right here. She already said everything about my family. One more thing. Can I get you two to move over to those two seats?
Sure.
Please? Thank you.
If you wanted to move here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just wants to catch all four of you.
Well, I think, as all of you know, I'm going to go ahead and go through morning announcements, which aren't very much fun, but I like to get them out of the way as soon as possible. That's basically to let you know what the purpose of the gathering is. And I think all of you know this anyway, because you went to the last one or two gatherings. But basically what we're trying to do is get elders across the island together to share stories, to visit over a cup of tea or coffee, whichever you prefer, in a relaxed atmosphere where we could record the Aleutic language. Specifically, we're targeting word variances between the villages. And over the last couple of gatherings, we've gotten well over 2 pages of just words that are different from village to village, as well as you know before from our last gathering, recording traditional Aleutic songs, and just getting together to chat. So that's the purpose of the gatherings. And I think I have had all of you during the last get together fill out a certificate and gift and release agreement. But if you didn't get a chance to fill this out last time, if you could just grab one, you just have to put out your mailing address and the date and then sign on the back. But all of you that were here last time know that this is an agreement which basically gives the museum the right to own the recording so that we could create materials based on the knowledge that you share here and the Aleutic language. And we create everything from Aleutic language calendars to children's books, translating children's books, to one of our greatest projects this year is going to be creating an interactive Aleutic language website so that people across the world could have access to the Aleutic language. So at any rate, if you haven't had a chance to fill one of these out, I'll leave the forms up there, and if you could just fill it out before you leave, that would be wonderful. Let's see. Now, there's a couple of things that are going to be going on today, as you can tell from your agenda. This morning, we're just going to have relax, talk about stories, share information. Whatever you guys would like to talk about is what we'll talk about this morning. So it's up to you. At 11:45, I've got down that the Canna Vans will be meeting us here at the Wellness Center and taking us over to the Shunack Tribal Council. Is there anybody here that would prefer to take their own vehicle?
Mm-hmm. I'll take mine.
Okay. Is there anybody, maybe I should put it this, is there any way that anybody who needs a ride over to the Shunack Tribal Council for a subsistence potluck?
I don't know.
Just you guys?
Unless
okay. Perhaps we can arrange for you guys to ride with other people, so, and then I can just cancel the van.
No.
I've got room in my car.
Okay. That sounds good.
I could go with Irene.
Okay.
She could go with, yeah, her and I will go with Irene.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a guitar. Guitar on the foot. Florence got room too.
I got room too.
So. We have guitar in the back.
Oh, that way maybe Mary could go with you. Mm-hmm. You go with Florence later.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh.
He's gonna walk there.
Did you know what he said?
Yeah.
No, you might but run away.
Mm-hmm. Koyana, as soon as I'm done with these morning, I can't do the morning announcements in the lunatic, or else I would, I swear. Let's see. So what I'll do is I'll just call and cancel the Canavans then, because then we don't have to worry about being on their schedule. We can just come and go as we please. Now, at 11:45, we'll break. We'll all drive over to Shunack Tribal Council, and we're having a subsistence potluck there. We've sent out notices to all the Native organizations on the island, so I hope you guys are hungry. And hopefully, we'll also have a small award ceremony and a couple of representatives from the organizations that have sponsored these gatherings to come up and say a few words. So it should be a lot of fun. Around 1 o'clock, we'll come back, give or take a few minutes, depending on the schedule. And during the afternoon, we've dedicated that to word creation. I remember last time we talked about a lot of modern items that are found in classrooms and offices and houses that we don't have names for in Aleutic. And I went ahead and did some research and pulled some information from other resources. And so we want to have a final vote before we begin using those as the words across the island, and make sure that it's okay with all of the elders. As well as song creation. We got to review the translations for Happy Birthday and You Are My Sunshine. So we thought we could go over that as well. And if you guys don't want to do that, that's fine. We'll just tell stories all day. So we're scheduled to break at 4:45, and the Canavans are here in case anybody needs to leave early for some reason or another. Okay? Are there any questions? No? Okay, maybe we'll break this seriousness, and April and I will sing you a song.
We will. Which one?
You Are My Sunshine.
Aspet Majaka?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is not the final translation. This is the translation that we came up with Florence and Nick and Nadia Mullen. And so we're going to sing it for you this morning, but we'll work on it this afternoon.
Okay. Aspet Majaka.
Aspet Majaka, Kasin Majaka, Siluk Sach Benyau, Talumakan, Nathu Jekan, Chestun Kunukanken. Majaka tunik you omnek.
Very good.
We have to have April here because she keeps me in tune.
Just barely.
Well, what I thought, you know, last time, everybody just loved it when we had people singing traditional Aleutic songs. And so I was wondering if the people who sang last time would like to sing again?
Yeah, that was good.
That was really good.
Mm. Nick almost cried. Felt like... Yeah. I used to want to learn them so much. Just when it's getting fun and lively, and then I'm like, oh, Home Sweet Home they play.
That's what the dance I was asking you about, the afternoon dance. No kids allowed. They didn't allow us in there. For some reason I was asking why they didn't allow us in there, in the dance. It was an afternoon dance.
Maybe they didn't like you.
No, there was other kids too.
We were all too small, adults. Maybe.
All adults in that. Well, that was your house.
Oh, yeah.
They used to dance at Nick's house.
Yeah.
Right, Florence? Yeah. He had a big dance
house. To min akngwakta masit sukat white elders akngwakloteng before land pustak pela da usikaka tilak kwartan sket sin ang nakta khot na ilak sukik sin ang war chung ya khot sin ang war da khut
khuya sago khut pesa na.
Well, you're a little older than us, yeah. Older than me. Maybe that's why you got to go.
When I asked my mom, I asked her, why weren't we invited like we used to? Because we used to have dances after we become teenagers, 2 hours, from 7 to 9, and then from 9 it's adults. And that's how. But when we were kids, they never used to want us to go in. I guess we were too young.
No,
I guess maybe they might get hurt, I guess, or something like that.
Didn't want you to get corrupted.
You didn't want to get
probably.
Who were the musicians? George Philip? Who?
Yeah, George.
George Philip, Alfred Azuyak, two accordions and
Minnie and B.A.
Guitar, what up for drum? George Philip and Alfred Azuyak both had accordion. And it sounded good. It nice and loud and guitar was this too.
Mm.
My sister Evelyn was trying to, she never sleep, trying to learn how to play accordion.
She seemed young.
His leg.
Then they used to have that, something like a Mardi Gras or something in the afternoon before. I never see that, just that one time I remember seeing it. It looked like, remind me of
New Orleans.
New Year's Day.
It was a parade.
Really.
Kind of like
yeah.
a parade, yeah.
They had a parade.
All dressed up nice.
Yeah.
Just green, all kinds of instruments.
All kinds of instruments, yeah.
And here's a badge with his tablespoons.
There was a
washboard. Yeah.
Washboard,
that
too.
Yeah.
Sounded good.
And brought kakluktaket tewe kwamai. They used to be so stingy for their washboard, they get all scratched. These pants.
They walk around the village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they end up in front of the old school and just dance outside there. When I see the weather must have been nice then.
Yeah.
You know, sun shining and they're dancing right outside the school and just good. A bit down at the rain at the night, no, not at the bottom.
The competition should be so nice.
I know.
Yeah.
But you guys heard her at Dangit Whale and before. Yeah, they didn't need to get drunk.
They didn't have to drink to have fun.
Yeah.
everybody.
Why did things change?
The older elders used to stay home and then they drink but didn't get drunk. They just had fun by themselves, and then the young people go have a dance. They could hardly wait for Friday night. Or any kind of holiday,
yeah.
Saturday. Nothing holiday,
any
nothing.
Kind of fun.
I don't think Stumpy's thing.
I love that. I wait today, tomorrow, all day. Kawa kuna din kayul halud. The other side.
They never let the kids in that one either.
I wonder how come and
like a witch. Kind of a gambling kind of a thing.
Yeah, and
spirit.
We mom and good nick next muta and girl, then they couldn't go outside the sarai, it's too cold. And we learned a little bit from them.
Remember your dad had a sarai right next to your house? I remember peeking through the.
Yeah, a whole bunch of us.
Because they were contacting. I didn't understand it, but I.
Well, nobody could understand what they.
Joe Peterson, I was coming. I'm a motorcycle.
Well, maybe because we were still too short, that's why they looked out. They looked out to us. Still too small, they looked really tall. And then once in a while, I'll talk to what doctor. I know. No, Scott, no, name, I cannot do that home. No, Swiss Pierre. They used to be tall, and then now they don't grow that tall anymore. I guess maybe because I'm a little bit taller. The smoke from the oil.
Yeah, but then
oil smoke. The smoke that should fly now, dropping on the ground. But you would think the soot would make fertilize the ground, you know.
But we used to leave the village too. There was no one in the village summertime.
Mm-hmm.
They went to work in Moser Bay and Alatak. No, absolutely no one in the village. That's where, I guess that's when the grass grow.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody walk on it.
And then in the fall when we go home,
we have to cut them up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they were tall.
I know. Burning nettles, they call them. Ukaya nuts. Burning nettles. Boy, we must have been goofy. Just
yeah.
Good,
going to the burn. Yeah, no.
They were like spinach.
What about those goose tongues from the beach? You know, that kind of like grass, but it's like tall. And it's kind of salty.
Petruski.
No, it's more like grass. It's just like kind of like fat little grass. My mom used to always boil it.
They used to call them ulu. What?
But
they was almost shaped like kind of thick.
Yeah, like fat grass. Ulu what? Like a tongue.
I don't know that.
My mom learned that from Carlo. That's how she said they called them. They just pick them and eat them like that.
So you eat them raw or you can cook them?
You just pick them from the beach and eat them. And they like the salt taste of them, I guess. And they said salt water, if you don't take it too much, it's good for you. Because it has a right amount of salt. And then they used it for hot packing of bone eggs, salt water from the ocean.
So
heat it up.
And Petruskuk is not a native name. That's what they put on soup too.
Yeah, that's bay leaves.
Yeah.
No,
they call them bay leaves, I guess.
That's Russian.
Bay leaves. Russian
word. We learned that name. My mom did from Carlo.
No, I know the name for them. Petruskuk.
A little hard ball on top. Yeah, they make tea out of it. It's like almost like chamomile.
Oh, I know.
What do you call them?
Remember we used to eat them, Florence?
Oh, them little green ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Little ball on top.
Oh. They look like peas.
Aramaska? Aramaska? Or aramaska?
Mom used to call them. I can't remember it either. Me too.
How about Adonox? You got Adonox too?
Adonox?
Rhubarb, yeah.
Like wild rhubarb?
Wild rhubarb, yeah.
That's Adonox. They call them Adunak, wild rhubarb.
Wild rhubarb.
Did they call regular rhubarb Adunak too?
No.
In the garden?
Adunak Juanaka. Store-bought kind. To just could hardly wait till they grow. They go outside picking eat them right there.
They're scarce. Can't find them.
And then, you know, where they used to go, they built all over.
Yeah. But now I always try to look for some. There's none here.
We'll find some along the beach.
You talking about Adana?
Around the beach.
Yeah, there's still some places where they grow.
Maybe I look in the wrong place.
And do you steam it? Do you steam the leaves? Or you just eat it raw?
I think they did raw.
I think they did steam them too. Something.
We used to make jam out of them.
Yeah.
Good morning. Didn't they mix in with salmon berries?
I forget how they call it.
The video camera. All right, Dennis.
I didn't live in Old Harbor very long, but I remember, I think it was during Lent, they used to put a bunch of clothes in a bag and then change clothes.
It looked great.
Deacon Peterson. Oh, Peterson, buddy.
Deacon.
Papa, I was in the desert.
It was more like.
But they said it was more like a
trading where your children or yourself would fit. But we could fit colors and all the sizes.
Mary, I remember the when it gets smaller.
Yeah, milk and sugar. Good coffee you made. Good coffee.
Koyana, it was April made it. April made it.
April. I choose it. All guy come. Susanna, not open the AFM.
Saba? Yeah.
He used to give me lines to go with you now.
Do you want me to bring a chair over so you can
I move. How many years you were?
Okay. 18.
16 years.
18.
Like this.
Oh. I gave you my watch.
You don't look at that for me.
Not only am I perfect, I'm Aleut too.
Gloria got that from me somewhere, I don't know where. Nah.
Well, we went around and introduced ourselves. Would you guys like to introduce yourself again?
You know us, don't you?
I know, but for the recordings.
Oh. We Dennis Knagget. Spit me. Spit me in a...
Uh-huh. Quicker. John Persico. John Persico.
My recollection when my husband and I got married was a traditional marriage, and it still goes on today. But also, too, after we had a child, it was a traditional thing to baptize the baby. It was a tradition. And back then, it was, to me, was honorable. And one of the things that I recall is, I think my mom explained to me to pick someone that maybe your husband had a boyfriend or girlfriend, or I had a boyfriend or girlfriend with to be the godparents. That way you're not gonna go back to them and flirt with them again. So I thought that was pretty neat, you know, that that was the traditional way. And now, you know, I think, you know, keeping our bloodline inside of the village was important, you know, back then, and then I think we lost.
We lost it.
Komak.
Yeah, they're called Komaks. I don't know what that means.
I think it also kept relatives like cousins from getting married too. It was, you know, they meet Komaks and then they wouldn't marry or have an affair with one another.
So that was pretty important, you know, in the villages. But for some reason, you know, it's gone, and even I hardly speak it in my home, but we've talked to our children about that. And our godparents, the godparents were just like the parent.
Did you respect them a little bit more, though, than you did your own parents? Or how did it work?
It was, I guess, what you call lumina. Highly respected.
Then if you get into trouble, they send you over to them.
Yeah, if you don't listen. Yeah. I don't think it's practiced anymore. I don't hear of it.
So were the were your godparents like, did they give you punishments then? Or did they, I mean, why did they send them to you if you weren't, why did your parents send you there?
When the parents didn't have that pull, maybe I think that they send them off to the godparents. But I myself am not in agreement to today because I'm responsible for my child. I don't want my children to, you know, not respect me. So I don't agree with that now.
But I think they respect their parents. Mm-hmm. You know.
Just like when I go to have a birthday, you know, our birthday, the day they were born, what was that? Then nothing, when they went back to your baptized, just when you celebrate your. It's like mine. I was born 20th, and my 22nd is St. Nicholas, May 22nd. I thought I'm in the
union. I always wonder when the names they come about. Yeah. What's the title about?
After you're born, they give you a name, looking at the nearest saint name.
When you baptize.
And that's when they baptize you, then they give you the closest saint name.
Yeah, and that became when the Russians came into our nation. That's how that became.
And then, when we were growing up, our birthdays never celebrated our birthdays, just our namespace.
Do any of you?
My dad used to warn me about that change. And my grandpa was a regional church, and who are you? Married them. No.
Yeah.
See, like there were a lot of people in
Octavia
a long time ago. What happened to them?
Yeah, I didn't know. After the flu, they said some kind of flu.
TB and flu.
TB?
And most likely it was TB. Florence.
Measles? Measles killed a lot, too.
Measles.
Measles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was the symptom?
I think that was about the first one that started.
Okay.
The older people. Measles and what was the other one?
Mumps.
Chicken pox.
Mumps.
Chicken pox, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when did people start leaving Akiak?
No,
they had moved for, they've been moving around for, after the earthquake day. Akiak was a big village in 64. There was about 200 and some people. And slowly from that point on, and they, like 68, 67, and they started jumping around out of there. I don't know what, really why they were.
It was, for some, it was kind of hard, you know, like everybody used wood. Then it started to get better after they started using oil stoves, because although it was just as hard because you had to have money for oil stoves, and then wood, they had to have gas. But it didn't bother them long time ago. They rode all the time. And then, like I said, the first guy that got a motor was a 5-horse motor, and everybody just was happy. And this guy was just happy. He didn't have to use his arms, just pulling the motor.
You remember that? Who?
Yeah.
You? When you got the first Johnson or Alto or whatever they called them?
Alto.
Alto, I remember the Alto. Oh, man, Sergei.
Avenue. Who invented the Avenue? Avenue, remember Avenue? They invented the outboard.
Yeah.
Avenue.
When I first went to Akiak when I was 8, I guess, or I was 9 years old, 1939, the Akiak was more populated than today. There was a lot of people.
Yeah.
They left. We were dying.
Yeah.
The virus that was going on then, I guess, is what got them, most likely.
Because I remember partly.
I'm here the whole night.
Of course, they used to try to keep us away.
I'm here, but from I'm getting the...
Whoever has the virus.
I remember.
But there was a big population, I remember.
They were
in that time.
Year.
Where today it's less.
Deals for me. Last time I saw that.
From the 60s, starting from the 60s, a lot of alcohol-related deaths all the way up. Very seldom you see
it. Me hearing it.
Becoming an elder.
After the crap kid.
Yeah, well, those too. The Thomas and Pete and them. All of them. My brother Herman was alcohol-related.
Did it just come in more frequently now?
In the 60s?
Yeah.
And floating canneries that bring rock
canneries
alcohol.
After the earthquake.
No, it was before the earthquake too. They started losing some younger people, like in a cannery.
Yeah, in the summer, the workers would bring food and sell it. And now they're fine. But, Shana, going back to your question on why people start moving off, the fact that I had was my health was deteriorating pretty fast, so I needed to be near a doctor. But I think some people had the same reason for moving, and others I think had, you know, going for jobs.
Well, I think one of the things we talked about too is education for our children, and then I didn't see any merit on every one of my kids went from kindergarten or first grade all the way up to 12 years. I didn't see any significant factor on their education. I didn't see any. If they went to school in Akka or Kodiak, I didn't see. There's only one of my kids now that's going to graduate from college here this spring. One out of six. A lot of my children are carrying on the alcohol and drugs. Maybe half of my five kids.
I believe because of the TV and influences, it's in the villages too. It doesn't have to be just in the towns. Granted, our children have carried on what they've seen, and now we're trying to make amends to our children so that they could have healthier families.
And the reason for people that don't have to be near a hospital or doctor is because in the village it was hard to get in and out of. We never know when the weather will be next minute or when weather will be bad. And then a lot of times it was Coast Guard all the time.
Nick and I were just talking about how we've kind of separated through the years. And I think, you know, back then we really needed each other and we just kind of hung on to each other. Now, because of the influences again, we're separating. Now, when you get help, you gotta pay them.
Even your own kids.
You gotta look in the phone book.
Look in the phone book.
No.
Well, I always tell my grandkids, I say,
somebody needs help, don't ask for pay, go help them.
Yeah.
That's how we grew up to be. If they give it to you, if you want to take it, if they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't know when you need help yourself too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always tell mine too.
Someday you might need help and they'll help you.
No, I'm busy watching movie. I want to wait till it's over.
I always talk to Ma. We grew up, you know, helping our elders.
Just like some of us do. No, in my week we sew and knit and crochet. We were watching the TV first, then you were here. I got hooked with the soap too. I'm wasting time. I could have got done 3-4 rows on my work.
Susie, when you introduced your family a while ago, you mentioned Nekrasov. Did you mention that name?
Yes.
There was a man that used to walk. His name was Pete Nekrasov. Is that any relation to...
It could be a brother to great-grandmother.
Oh, I see.
Tim and I were talking about it over... We used to call him Nekrasov.
I remember him.
There's a number of families that go back to the Nekrasov.
He was a lighter guy.
Yes.
He was a lighter complected man. You know him.
I haven't come across any pictures, and so that's what's more difficult.
What do you think happened to him?
What?
Pete Nekrasov. What do you think happened to him? Bear got him?
Who?
Pete Nekrasov.
He disappeared walking over this way from Larson Bay.
Larson Bay?
Yeah. That's why I heard.
Yes.
They took all overland.
Yeah. The bear got him, huh? Bear must have got him.
Yeah, probably.
I remember Sasha, Julie's mom used to say.
Talk about him, yeah.
Used to wait for Pete to come over the hill. Now we wait for Bob Hall.
But he was native.
He was native, yeah.
Russian
native,
I have to find
something. You have to, yeah.
Did he know his daughter?
Shadang.
What was his daughter?
Naida.
I remember that name too.
Naida.
Who?
Nekrasov.
He had a daughter?
Yeah.
Naida.
Who was he married?
She was someplace in Ketchikan, I guess she, from there she asked where, because she never hear from him anymore, and she was asking Akyak people, because she was in Akyak too. And then when she started going to school, I guess, and then she was staying here someplace down. They had houses before tidal wave down that way towards the boat harbor. There was a big, kind of like a home or something. And then they put her in the mission. And then she was the one that asked what happened to her dad. Did she hear from him anymore? And that when she was in Ketchikan, that's the last where I heard she was, because remember Marfa?
Mm-hmm.
Marfa, Mary Phillips raised her.
Andrew Ritz.
She was there too.
In the mission?
No, in Ketchikan. Because when I seen her, first time I went to Kodiak, when I was running 19 or 20, I seen Marfa in Kodiak coming out from Blink something. And then she asked me if I knew Nida. She said she knew Akiak people. Anyway, and we never knew what happened to him because we know he was in Akiak Club and he was walking over land to Karluk. He had, there was a lot of stop places on the way to Karluk. There, hunting, wintertime hunting cabins for otters. And then I guess that we always think that he passed Karluk and went to Larsen Bay, and then somebody from Larsen Bay, like they said, that before he got to Larsen Bay, they think he bears.
Never found him.
Mary, did you know his wife? Did he have a wife?
No, we never knew. We never, us, because he was a loner all the time. Hiking over, when he get tired of Akiak, he go to Karluk. And he couldn't go to a Afognak because he can't walk over land. When he get to Kodiak, and only time he get to Kodiak is somebody come in a boat, or when the mail boat started, when he have money. He'd make whole bunch of biscuits and tea. He take tea, you know, and sugar. I guess that's all he lived on. Maybe fish from the creek. He'd make whole bunch of baking powder biscuits when he couldn't walk overland to Karluk.
Did he carry a rifle? Did he have a rifle with him?
No
rifle?
Knife,
no.
No knife. He said he didn't need no gun because Lord was watching him all the time. I always think maybe he fell in trying to walk across the lake or something because nobody just knew.
Could be, huh?
Because he was too careful. He knew how to walk overland to Karluk and always by himself. Sometimes people from Akiak will walk over to Karluk under, they go run their trapping lines and then they'll get to Karluk and then they just have a dance and then take off for their hunting grounds again. Florence's dad was one of them. yeah, that's where my dad too find his boy from Carlo.
Arsenti. Just to show at what Dokumar sent him up.
And there was another name too
for him. Yeah. Oh, is Peter Shawak. Peter Shawak, Arasamaka.
And then Xenophon's dad was
Rastamaga.
Called...
That's Russian, isn't it? Rastamaga?
Yeah.
That Russian, isn't it?
Russian, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. April.
What? Russian, Margaret.
Russian to you.
But that Russian?
It sounds like Russian.
Yes, the L-U, the name.
I'm trying to find the Russian word.
It's a Aleut name.
Maybe catch it still.
Maybe.
He called him
Papa.
Up and go. Yeah, he was a Russian. He was up and go that way.
Aleutendi, at least.
Yes.
One of the questions that we got was to talk today about fairy tales, Aleutic fairy tales or legends or myths. And Sven had brought up a really good one that I've never heard of, but an origin story. Had any of you heard when you were growing up a story about the origin of our people, how we ended up on Kodiak Island?
Never heard.
No?
Were we Adamites?
I don't know.
Brother and sister sea otter.
What was that?
A brother and sister sea otter.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I still have the question myself.
Would you hear?
You old chief
legend
story.
I don't know whether she was a Sufistan or Sufpek, or was she Yupik? Yul Chafin? Your concept?
I think so.
Sven, do you want to share your story that you had heard?
All I had read is that we were actually from dogs. Mm-hmm. We're dog people. Mm-hmm. And originally we moved from the mainland over here because
too many bears?
No, more bears here. Well, brother and sister had an affair, and the sister left, came to the island. Nothing I want to say. Hey, you know. Oh, sorry.
We're from dogs and incestual relationships.
Well, I heard that it was a woman who had an affair with a dog, and her father threw her out or something, and she went to Kodiak to raise her family, and when she had her children, those were the children that became the Aleutic people. I don't know.
Yeah,
too bad we couldn't think of something better.
That's why it's so hard to tell them to children, because the stories and legends and myths here are just too graphic to repeat them to children or to have a group and to tell them stories, because they're so many of them, if maybe one or two that I found, they do not have happy endings, and the husband and wife, or the children, or an animal, they all have very tragic endings. Mm-hmm. And so you'll have a child sitting there in bewilderment, and it's not a good way to.
Yeah, I think they were designed to kind of teach them a lesson, mm-hmm. you know, that's don't act like the people in this story.
Or it might be your enemy telling something bad about your royalty.
Before there was radios and stuff, that's all they did.
Remember Seely Hulaganakan?
Yeah.
He used to like to tell Unikwas to tell stories. And he's the one that Akea got mixed up with other people, because these people, Ahwaksuwak, how they call it now, Ahwak? Land otter, sea otter. Or somewhere like that. Anyway, when they all go hunting for them, then people get mixed up. So with the Ayokotukunatingawa, they
they get left. They leave in Minakiak or mainland when they go down the chain to go sea otter hunting. That's what I used to hear him tell, and then he'd tell a story, the ladies just sit on the beach and cry, that's where that song came from. I sang last time, ladies sit on the beach and they're just crying, sometimes they just fall asleep there, because they love their men, and then they just take them whenever they want to, and then they lay the land otter skin until it, and they had long guns then, you know, real long rifles and shotguns. And they lay the land otter skin until it's that high as the gun. Then they give him the gun. But I guess a couple of them would have paid for the gun, the Russians. Cheap,
oh, that's awful.
And that's how the Tiriku and the Badunga used to tell stories. They used to send us to, when we first started going to school, I guess when we were in Akiak, when we moved to Akiak, 1939, and they learned, and then on Saturday they send us to the old ladies, old men, where they tell stories and explain about prayer books and during Lent now coming up, and then we have prayer lessons every night except Saturday and first week, middle week, and last week of Lent. And then Sunday only we could play outside. Run around, and then they would get to tell stories, like, because one of the older girls asked why the ladies, she heard a story herself, and why the ladies sit in the beach and cry, because they took their husbands away. Then the Siliho, that's when he was telling us, and I sat, I could just picture them and feel sorry for them. And he used to cry telling that story. He was an old man, bent over, Rudy Selikov. Then he had a brother here someplace too,
yeah,
beside Rudy, Rufy. Rufy was married to Catherine Hilfer. Catherine Matthews. She was married to Rufy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the time they married dead, and they called him a spy. A priest came to Alatak. Everybody was in Alatak summertime, working and guys fishing, and pulled Catherine out of work, and they had a small church in Alatak, you know, used to have one. Anyway, when the mail boat came, they were looking for him, and I think somebody told him he was in Alatak, and good thing after they got done in church, even though I don't remember what happened, I guess, but later on somebody said that he was a spy, some kind of spy, the priest that married Catherine Dunia.
Yeah.
What
was the priest's name?
Just like a dentist.
What was his name?
We never seen that priest before. He wasn't from Kodiak. And same way with the guy that came and was taking tonsils out in Akiak school. Yeah, they kept him out of there too in the way. Taking tonsils.
What was the priest's name?